My name is Ketsia Aurelien, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This is for patient Kenneth Mills, K-E-N-N-E-T-H, last name M-I-L-L-S. This dictation was done on October 6, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD is related to obstructive uropathy, related to history of prostate cancer. And as well as nephrosclerosis associated with type 2 diabetes, mellitus, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process, period. The recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 29 from 33, creatinine of 1.59 from 1.71, and GFR of 43 from 39, period. There has been an improvement on the CKD from stage 4 to 3B, period. There is evidence of bacteriuria with E. coli, as well as selective and non-selective proteinuria. The urine albumin to creatinine ratio is 200 milligrams, and the urine protein to creatinine ratio is 744 milligrams, period. This proteinuria is likely related to the bacteriuria, period. The patient denies any urinary symptoms. However, he does have a history of hematuria. He presents with an indwelling Foley catheter, as well as a left-sided nephrostomy tube, which was placed in due to obstruction, period. From the kidney standpoint, he is doing relatively well. We will reevaluate the proteinuria with a 24-hour protein and 24-hour urine creatinine, period. The patient and his wife would like to know if it would be possible to remove the nephrostomy tube. We advised them to follow up with the urologist for his opinion. Period. He has an upcoming appointment with Dr. Onyishi, O-N-Y-I-S-H-I, urologist, this afternoon. He will review the case and decide whether it is in the best interest of the patient to have the nephrostomy tube removed, period. The patient follows with Dr. Benny, surgeon, for management of the nephrostomy tube. He has an upcoming appointment with him on Monday, the 10th of October, for changing of the tube, period. Per the patient and his wife, he was recently seen at the Florida Cancer Center and was evaluated for bladder cancer, period. He was told that there was no evidence of cancer anywhere. period. He will continue to follow with Dr. Ahmed, A-H-M-E-D, oncologist, for further evaluation, period. Next line, obstructive uropathy, as per number one. Next line, proteinuria, as per number one. We will order a 24-hour urine protein and 24-hour urine creatinine to further assess the proteinuria and for more accurate reading, since the patient has a nephrostomy tube and evidence of bacteriuria, which could indicate a false reading of proteinuria, period. Next line, iron deficiency anemia with H and H of 8.1 and 25.7%. He follows at the Florida Cancer Center for iron and or Procrit injection, period. Next line, hypocalcemia with serum calcium of 8.5 and albumin, serum albumin of 3.3, period. The corrected calcium level is 9.1, period. We will order mineral bone disease labs for further evaluation, period. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which is well controlled with A1C of 6.8%. Continue with the current regimen and diabetic diet. Next line, hypertension, arterial hypertension, with elevated blood pressure of 180 over 104. This elevation in blood pressure is due to nervousness, period. We advise the patient to check his blood pressure readings at home and to monitor it and to record it on paper for the next visit, period. He is euvolemic, period. He states his blood pressure at home is usually stable. We will evaluate this at the next visit. Next line, hyperlipidemia, continue with the current regimen. Next line, coronary artery disease. He follows with Dr. Parnassa, period. He has an upcoming appointment with Dr. Parnassa tomorrow for an electrocardiogram. And per patient, he has a pending appointment for valve repair, period. Next line, DVD. Next line, history of bladder cancer. For the patient and his wife, he was seen at Moffitt Hospital a year ago and was given 6 months to live. due to bladder cancer, period. However, the recent CT scan, which was done at the Florida Cancer Center, did not reveal evidence of bladder cancer, period. He follows with Dr. Ahmed, AHMED, oncologist, period. Next line, history of prostate cancer, status post-radical prostatectomy on July 2022, period. He follows with Dr. Onishi, urologist. Next line, renal calculus. Next line, we will follow up in 3 months with laboratory workup. End.